Now, boys and girls, this morning I want us to think about what we're told at the end of the book of Joshua in the Word of God. The book of Joshua, you remember, is that part of the Bible that tells us about how the children of Israel conquered the land of Canaan and how they came to that land which God had promised to give them. God had promised to give them that land, of course, many, many years before they actually came into that land. And he promised to give it, first of all, to Abraham, who was the father of the children of Israel. And so he had brought them out of the land of Egypt, you remember, where they were held as slaves and held as captives. Then he had guided them through all their wanderings in the wilderness under Moses until eventually they were to come in to the land of Canaan. Moses never went into the land of Canaan, you remember, and then God raised them up a new leader, and that new leader was Joshua. And so over these weeks we've seen how the children of Israel did conquer that land, and as they obeyed the Lord their God, and Joshua was their leader, so they had the victories, and they came then to possess that land, or the most of that land that God had promised to give to them. Now the time came, boys and girls, when Joshua was going to die as well, because we all know this, I'm sure, that each and every one of us is going to die, unless of course our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again before some of us do die. But in the normal run of things, as you would say, every one of us is going to die, and that's why it's so important, of course, to know that we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, because when we do die and stand before God, it is only through faith in Christ, Christ as our Savior, that we will be able to stand before the Lord our God, and God will accept us for Jesus' sake. But Joshua then knows that he's getting very old and that he's going to die. And so what he did is this, and we're told in the last chapters of the book of Joshua, he decided, you might say, to preach a couple of sermons to the children of Israel. Now, that was a very good thing to do. And so he gathered all the children of Israel together on one occasion and then on another occasion, and he began to preach to them. The Bible tells us that all Israel were gathered together, and it must have been a great sight to think of all those people, men and women and young people and children, all gathered before Joshua, the servant of the Lord. And so Joshua then began to preach his very last sermons to the children of Israel. Now, what do you think he preached about? Well, of course, he preached about the Lord their God. And the first thing that he did was this. He reminded them how it was the Lord their God who had given them everything that they now possessed, the land that they now owned, and the very victories that they had won to possess that land. And ye have seen, he says, all that the Lord your God has done for you unto all the nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. He reminds them that what they have through God. It is God that has been good to them. It is God who has given them all the victories. And then when he preaches in his second sermon, he says the same thing, except on this occasion, he's speaking as from God himself. And it's God who is speaking to the children of Israel. And he tells them, you see, I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan. I gave on to Isaac and Jacob and Esau all the land. I sent Moses also and Aaron to be your leaders. And I brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. So you see, everything that they have, Joshua wants them to remember that they have those things because of the goodness of God. And not only that, he tells them that everything that they're going to have through the Lord their God as well. And the Lord your God, he says, he shall put out from before you and drive out from before you all your enemies, and you shall possess all the land of Canaan as he promised unto you. So in his very last sermon, he brings God before the people. He reminds them how God has done everything for them and how it is God that they must depend on for God to do all that is yet to come. Now something else then that he does, in fact he tells the people then to respond to that. Now you know what respond means? It means if somebody says something to you, then you're to say something back or think something back. And so he tells them to do that. Now therefore, he says, because God has done all these things for you, now therefore fear the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. In other words, he says, because God has done all of this for you, then you are to give all your life to the Lord your God. And Joshua says, he says, for me and for my house, he says, we're going to serve the Lord, and so each and every one of you, you serve the Lord. You know, the people answered, well, it says, boys and girls, the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord our God. And so he tells them all that God has done. He tells them to respond, to answer, to think in their hearts and their minds about what God has done and what they're going to do. And so they say, indeed, we will serve the Lord our God. The Bible tells us, in fact, that the children of Israel served the Lord their God all the days of Joshua, it says, and all the days of the leaders of Israel that outlived the man Joshua. And so Joshua, if you can picture that in your mind, having fought in all those battles, having brought the children of Israel over the River Jordan, you remember, round Jericho, you remember how they marched round Jericho, and all of those different battles, and now at the end of his life, he wants to do one thing. He wants to show God to the people. And as he does that, the people then respond in their hearts and with their words, and they promise to serve the Lord their God. Now, just one word. You see, the great lesson is this, boys and girls. You think of all that God did do indeed for the children of Israel, and it was a tremendous amount that God did, but think of what God did in sending Jesus Christ, his Son, into the world to die for people's sins. And surely that was the greatest thing that God ever did. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should have eternal life. And when you think then in the gospel of what God has done in giving Jesus Christ to be our Savior, then you see, we are called to respond to that, to give an answer in our heart and in our mind, indeed with our lips. And the answer that we're to give is, because God has given his Son to be the Savior of everyone who believes, then I will believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart and with all my mind. So when you think of Joshua and what Joshua did at the end of that book of Joshua, think of what God did in sending Jesus Christ. And may God grant you that you believe in Jesus Christ in your young life with all your heart and with all your soul.